We're now going to begin to review, hopefully, a lot of what we've learned in the Sefer of Bilvavi Mishkan Evna, Volume 1. So the first concept we learned about was, what is a person's purpose on this world? The primary task of a person's Avodas Hashem is to identify the purpose of their life, to achieve full clarity as to what it is Hashem asks of them. Now every Yid knows, every Jew knows, as a matter of course, that of course Hashem created the world, created us. He also sustains the whole world, including us. He created us, and there is something He expects of us. And the problem we all face is that question itself. What does Hashem want from me? What exactly does Hashem ask and expect me to accomplish in my life? So now we know that we have Torah that was given to us from Shemaim. We have received the Torah, and it details pretty clearly what a person needs to do. 613 mitzvahs. So of course everybody has to keep the 613 mitzvahs. But Avodas Hashem is not merely the fulfillment of mitzvahs as they present themselves. Tariag mitzvahs work together to create a binyan, an edifice. The mitzvahs are all individual components of a person. Think how they represent the different components of the body. 248 limbs and organs, 365 veins and sinews. These all work together to form one complete and perfect human. So likewise, all the mitzvahs together, we can build a person. But how do they work together? What does sukkah have to do with tefillin? Kriya Shema with maror? How do we change and grow with the fulfillment of all these mitzvahs? There must be some clearly defined method of fulfilling the mitzvahs so that they work together in an organized, structured form to fulfill this goal of building ourselves. We need to clarify, how do we begin laying the foundation? How do we lay layer upon layer? And what's the end goal of fulfilling all the mitzvahs? The Mesilas Yesharim writes, "Ukeshtistakel b'dover tira." If you examine this question, we'll see. Ki ha-shleimus ha-amiti, the only true shleimus, self-perfection, who rak dveikus bo yisbarach, is only connecting, being connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And v'hu ma'ashadah ha-yu David ha-malach oimer v'ani kirves alekim litav. This is what David ha-malach would say in Tehillim. For me, the only thing that's good is kirves alekim. V'ani kirves alekim litav. So it unequivocally defines what is shleimus. It's perfection. And the Ramchal goes a step further. That's the only thing that is good. In other words, if we want to know what will make us feel fulfilled, feel sipuk, and accomplish our purpose in life, and feel that we've accomplished our purpose in life, we should consider what David HaMelech understood to be good for himself. What was good for David HaMelech is what's good for every single one of us. And he said, the only thing that's good, the only thing I consider good, the only thing I consider worthwhile, the only thing I consider purposeful is kirves elokim, closeness to Hashem. The true perfection of every single person, without exception, no matter who you are, what your life is like, and what your abilities are, is dveikus, connecting to Hashem. And the Ramchal continues, anything else considered good by people is hevel v'shav nissa, it's emptiness. It might have the appearance of something good, something worthwhile, but if we take time to evaluate it, we'll realize it's just fooling ourselves. So this is all a Jew really has in life. Closeness to Hashem and dveikus to Him. The entire essence of a Jew is to be close to Hashem and build a relationship with Him. The Ramchal develops the point further and says that although true dveikus to Hashem can only happen in the world to come, but it begins here. We create our Olam Haba. We build the world to come through the dveikus and the relationship with Hashem that we build in this world. And any moment not utilized to connect to Hashem in some way is an empty moment. Sometimes we feel this. We feel a yearning, an empty feeling that we need to be filled up. And other times we fill it with what the Mesilas Yesharim calls Hevel. And it doesn't last for long, and soon we have that nagging, empty feeling again. When do we feel full, fulfilled? When we daven a good davening. When we finish a Shabbos Suda. We're full, sometimes literally and figuratively. If we start to identify this reality, we realize how do we achieve this dveikus? This is what we need. And this is something we've heard many times. We're here to establish relationship with Hashem. The purpose of life technically is well known, but at the same time it's not known. To know it means to connect to it. To know it means to strive for it. And to know it means to make that the purpose of our lives. We're here to establish a relationship. And all the mitzvahs, the whole Torah, are directions. It's a process how to achieve that shleimus, that dveikus, that kirvas alekim, that relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu.